This is Full Logic Reverse. I'm your host, Mike Thornton. We hope you'll stay tuned. And we are joined live from the People's Global Action Caravan protesting the World Trade Organization by Dennis Morton. Mr. Morton, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, we were real appreciative that somebody from the caravan was able to be with us. Just to let me fill you in, because I know you're not in our listening area yet, we have just been on the line talking with Patricia Davis of the Washington International Council on Trade, who are the people who are responsible for bringing the World Trade Organization meeting to Seattle. And basically, Patricia Davis has informed us and our audience that people protesting the WTO and its activities are really kind of misinformed and don't really understand what's going on with all of this.
Sure,
and I know that you and the people on the caravan have been traveling across the United States to bring awareness of what's happening regarding the WTO. Now, perhaps, I know you're from many different organizations in many different countries. Were you telling me that you were from Canada?
Yeah. I'm from Montreal, from a group called Opération Salami, and it's a French acronym for Dirty MAI, or Dirty Friend, because the MAI wasn't a friend of any of us, and we got together to fight the MAI.
Talk, if you will, about the caravan, fighting of the MAI, and what's been going on regarding this trip across the United States.
Okay, well, we're 17 people on the bus. We're from 10 different countries, and we're touring America. We have 20 stops, and at these stops, we meet all types of interesting people, church groups, university students, high school students. We talk wherever anybody is willing to listen to us. And we try to bring the story of the different individuals from the different countries. PTA is it's a loosely knit affiliation of lots and lots of different organizations from all over the world that represents millions of people, approximately 15 million people. And people talk about what free trade and NAFTA has done to their country. And we're sort of assuming that the continuation of more NAFTA-like agreements is not going to be better for their situations. These people talk about how the pollution has increased, how the poverty has increased in the third world and also in the first world. How there's a downward pressure on the minimum wage, how they have to pay more for the food because it's imported now, because they export all of the things they used to grow, how they're being pushed off their land, how the oil exploration companies don't clean up behind them. You know, there's a thousand examples. We never run out of good examples of the shortcomings of NAFTA and free trade and what the MAI was going to bring to people, considering that, you know, a lot of these agreements are negotiated in secret or behind closed doors, we don't think that they have the average person's better interest in mind. I realize it makes trade easier, but making trade easier doesn't mean that people's lives are necessarily improved. Look at the free trade agreements. You know, I don't think that they're they're particularly good for our health. There usually means lowering our standards to the lowest common denominator, and the trickle-down effect isn't proving to be something that's very positive.
It's certainly amazing when you're talking about the experience that people are trying to share from being on the ground where these various trade agreements are impacting their daily lives. And then we listen to somebody from the International Trade Council, to hear Patricia Davis talk, this is all wonderful, and the whole world is getting better because of it.
Well, I think the whole world's getting better if you're talking about the people that Patricia Davis goes out and has supper with when she goes to Mexico City. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Those
I know exactly
are
what you mean.
Having a good time, you know? I think the people in her country club that come from Venezuela, you know, have positive things to say. But I don't think that the average person that lives on the street or gets thrown in jail for having an opinion or gets disappeared for trying to start a union at Nike or anything like this is better off, you know. And if you ask these people, they look around for cameras and they look around to see who's listening because they're afraid to give their opinion.
We're talking with Dennis Morton of the Caravan, the People's Global Action Caravan, protesting the World Trade Organization. Where is the caravan at right now?
Good question.
Ask someone who knows, right?
Yes. We're just outside California. We're on our way in. And we're in the middle of the desert somewhere at a rest stop.
Right. And it all looks pretty much the same out there, doesn't it?
Well, you know what happens is we're a bit of an erratic schedule, and we're staying in different places all the time. And after a while, you don't quite remember where you were the day before. What I'd like to do, though, is I'd like to shamelessly plug something that we plan on doing.
Please do.
Okay. We plan on having a large rally Saturday, November 20th. At Justin Herman Plaza at 12 noon. And if you'd like more information on that, you can get in touch with the Rainforest Action Network at area code 415-398-4404, extension 355. And we plan on making a human banner to spell no to the WTO with our bodies. And so we need lots of your bodies.
Now, this will be taking place in San Francisco, correct?
Yeah, and then after that, we'll be marching to an Old Navy surplus store.
And this contact information is for the Rainforest Action Network in San Francisco?
Well, they're organizing it, but it's, yes, it is. The contact information is their phone number, and we're hoping that we'll have lots of turnout, lots of support, and it's very important that we defend the things that our parents fought for in the past. We don't want to lose the gains that have been made. We've already lost a lot of them in the last 10 years because of free trade agreements and NAFTA-like agreements. It would be a shame to go back to Victorian times, and that's where we think this is leading in a way. There's a lot of people that are doing well because of these agreements, but they're far from being the majority.
And the phone number, if people wanted to get more information and to participate in the event on the 20th?
That's the 415 area code, 398-4404, extension 355.
And this is part of a trip that will wind up with all of you being in Seattle for the ministerial meeting, correct?
That's right. We hope to get there on the 24th of November, and at which point there's all kinds of events organized, all types of speakers all over the city.
Do you have any sense of how many protesters will actually show up in Seattle? I've heard numbers from 50,000 and up.
That's the numbers that we've been told also. It's hard to estimate, but I would be surprised if the numbers were less than the low number you quoted. Just by what the unions are saying and by the amount of hotel rooms and parking lots that have already been reserved by big organizations.
Dennis Morton, who is on the caravan to protest the World Trade Organization, thank you for being with us on the program today, and hopefully we'll see you up in Seattle and have an opportunity to talk to you further, and hopefully many of our listeners will be able to meet with you in San Francisco on the 20th.
I hope that I get to meet you, and I'll be very happy to shake hands with any of your listeners who come on up and encourage us. I hope that anybody who's got the time or the means or the motivation will come to Seattle and be part of the fun, as long as they plan on being nonviolent, because that's the whole concept. As we know, the media will give us coverage if we misbehave. So we're going to try to misbehave in a friendly-like manner.
Sounds good to me. Dennis Morton, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the program today. I'm your host, Mike Thornton, and it's been my pleasure to be part of the team bringing you Full Logic Reverse. If you'd like more information about FLR, you can contact us via email, flr@jps.net, or by telephone, 530-271-0800. 104. We invite you to join us next time for another edition of Full Logic Reverse.